So sorry, mate, about this.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll start the whole show again.
Okay.
Should I say, welcome to the Talk Anything podcast with me, Songwriter Tramba. This week's guest is Alex Pearson. Now, before we get speaking to Alex, I need to tell you why I wasn't on air the last few weeks. I've been very busy.
Very busy, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm currently in Hertfordshire now, in my home county, my spiritual home, would you like to call it? But yeah, let's introduce to you Alex Pearson.
Hello, everyone. Sungra, how has your summer been?
Yeah, it's been good, thank you. What about yours?
It's gone very quick, I'd like to say. So, I hear you're on holiday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That's very interesting how... Oh, wait, do you have to self-isolate when you get back, or... Because it's in the UK, you don't have to.
Oh, no, I'm in the UK.
Okay, that's a good sign. At least you get to come back to school, at least.
Yeah.
Hasn't this summer gone so fast? We literally started school in a few days.
Yeah, I mean, summer's gone very quickly. I mean,
yeah,
time is just whizzed, isn't it?
Yeah, and the best of times, not doing any schoolwork or anything. Everyone just kind of coming together for summer, but we've got to go back and wake up early for the school mornings and everything. Hopefully soon we can stop this whole COVID situation. Like, I think we still got to wear masks in school, which is kind of a bum. But, it's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I mean, I hate masks. I hate wearing them.
Yep. You cannot breathe in them. It's kind of annoying, but, you know, it is what it is. But, however, we hopefully it's all sorted soon. We should hopefully not be wearing masks by December. That's what
fingers crossed.
I don't think we're wearing it in lesson. I think it's just like walking around so we don't get COVID. Do you know by any chance if you got to take the COVID tests?
Do I know what? Sorry.
Do we have to take the COVID tests while we're going back?
Yeah. I think so.
Wow, that's kind of bummer. We've had 6 weeks off.
Yeah, we have had 6 weeks off.
Hopefully we're going to have the rest few days of enjoyment.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very quick half term.
Very, very quick. So, Sungrai, tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm Sungrai Tramba. I always liked traveling. I like going out for walks. I like going to the park. I like going to restaurants. I like watching TV, going on the Xbox. And I'm born in Norwich.
You're born in Norwich? I did not know that. I'm not going to lie to you, mate.
Can you not tell by my accent? I don't have when I moved here, I didn't have a rugby accent.
No, you just have like a posh accent, if that makes sense.
London, well, sort of Hertfordshire-ish accent.
Yeah. You have it's a very unique accent, in my opinion. I really like it.
Well, if you live down here, it will be common.
I want to go Norwich. I don't know why. Apparently, it's a good spot.
I wish I could take you.
I I've been watching your morning shows when you, not when you started, but it came up on my feed one on someone's story, and I said, "Oh, I recognise him," and I watched it, and I was very intrigued by it. I think it's when it was the Man United 2 PSG 1 or something like that.
Yeah, and I mean that game. I mean, we should talk about the Champions League in that sense because we've got the groups, isn't it?
It's United. If you support United, I think you do.
Of course, I do.
Yeah.
And Brentford.
We got Villarreal.
Young boys
and
Atalanta.
Yeah, that's a very good group stage for us. We don't make that out.
Yeah.
One of Solskjaer should be sacked, I'll be honest with you.
If we don't make
the round of 16.
Yeah, but to be fair, you know, young boys, we met in the 2018-19 group stage, which we did under Mourinho, and we beat Young Boys both times, but the time when we beat Young Boys at Old Trafford, we had to wait until like the second minute of added time to get a winner. And then Mourinho just, with the water bottles, he just threw them.
Wait, was he celebrating or was he just annoyed at the whole team?
I don't know, I think he was annoyed. I don't know.
Mourinho was not a very good manager. In his prime, he was absolutely phenomenal, but...
Yeah. These days, he's just there to put fires out.
Yeah. Same with Arteta. I think...
Arteta's very inexperienced. Do you know why? Arsenal after someone who's inexperienced.
He literally picked up Cones or Pep Guardiola for 2 seasons. No, not 2 seasons. How many seasons? Probably for quite a few seasons.
No, since 2019.
Yeah. He's very inexperienced. He doesn't know a lot of manager roles. And to be honest, he's not the best manager for a top 6 club.
Yeah, Mikel Arteta, I think, should go to maybe Burnley after Sean Dyche's contract is over.
Yeah, that would be a very good sign of him.
Burnley are terrible.
Yeah, but we can't really say a lot because we lose to Burnley quite a bit.
Yeah, we lost to Burnley back into last year.
Yeah, it was disappointing. But anyway, is it okay if I promote something real quick?
Of course you can.
Anyway, everyone who's listening, I've got my Para EP coming very soon. Been working all summer on it. It should lighten up everyone. It's a very chill type music, hip hop. There's some very good songs on there, in my opinion. Obviously, some people have different music tastes to me, but the people that I've shown it to said that it's very, very good. And I hope everyone could stream, buy it on iTunes and stream it on Spotify. I hope it becomes a big thing because I've worked really hard on this. And Sungwai, would you listen to it as soon as it comes out?
Oh, yeah, definitely, of course.
Thank you, mate. That means a lot to me. Anyway, back to your morning show.
Yeah, so just to say, the morning show starts on
The 12th of September.
The
11th. So are you... why don't you make a TikTok? I reckon you could get big off of TikTok. You've seen what like people like... I'm trying to think of people who built an empire on TikTok. For example, A1 and J1. They done what they wanted and made a very popular song. I made a big empire on TikTok.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Or Cow the Dragon, for example. He made a very big living on TikTok because of him wanting to be a goalkeeper. Do you think Cow the Dragon will become a goalkeeper one day?
Who?
Do you reckon Cow the Dragon will be a professional football player one day?
Maybe, maybe not.
You never know. You never stop working hard at your dream, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. So, if we look at the Premier League, we've got Newcastle as our next game. I don't know why they're not showing that on TV.
Oh, are they not?
No.
Is it on Prime Video or something?
No. So they're not showing their 3 o'clock kickoffs again. They've gone back to what they used to do.
Oh.
Because fans are back.
Oh, we can't. So no one could watch the game then?
No. Not until match of the day.
Oh.
Yeah, but to be fair, Newcastle, that game is always guaranteed on TV. Man, you Newcastle. You know, every game involving us against, you know, against teams like Liverpool, Newcastle, Leicester, and that should, and Man City, and that should always be on TV.
Yeah, it's what it is. When is match of the day?
Saturday. Well, not okay. This Saturday, but next.
So, where do you think United will finish off on the table?
I think second.
Second?
I feel like, I hope City don't win the title. If it's not Man City or Liverpool, I want Chelsea or us. I want Chelsea to win.
It's always, for the past few seasons, it's been Man City and Liverpool, so I want it to be someone new, I guess.
Pardon?
I want it to be someone new. It's always been Man City and Liverpool winning the trophies. I want someone else to step in now.
I mean, the thing is, right, Liverpool, I respect Liverpool more than I respect Man City, because at least Liverpool, if you look at their success before us, right, did they buy their success? Did Liverpool buy their success?
No, they didn't.
Man City and Chelsea.
To be fair, we bought our success, but we have at the same time.
I don't think we really bought it, to be fair.
We bought some very expensive signers like Harry Maguire. He was not worth $82 million, in my opinion.
We haven't won any trophies, though. Since he walked through that door. But, to be fair, Man City bought their 5 Premier League titles, their 2 FA Cups in that time.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
A miss, and 6 League Cups. Somebody's got to take down that League Cup supremacy that they've held for so long.
I think we could win it this year. I feel that would be one cup that we will win.
That supremacy in the League Cup, has someone's got to take it down, and it has to be us.
Hopefully it is us.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, they've won the last 6 of the last 8 available. So, I mean, yeah.
You never know what they can do.
But at least
I said that was the only trophy they won last year, other than
the league. Prem. Yeah. There was a time where they could have done 1 or 4.
Oh yeah.
The quadruple.
They won the domestic treble, not the.
It would have been the second time in 3 seasons.
Yeah, but
at least, Chelsea, didn't. At least Chelsea single-handedly stopped them from doing it.
Yep, and I'm happy about that.
You see, though, at least, you know, it's amazing with us at Man United, right? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can beat Thomas Tuchel, can beat Pep Guardiola, but he can't beat Mikel Arteta.
It's P coach on P coach.
Yeah.
He's a very delicate manager, I guess. Like, he's got his very good games, like where he's winning, for example, against Leeds 5-1. But then
Southampton 9-0. Yeah, but the thing is, we have to go back to January. That Sheffield United game, I watched the entire game. That is the cheapest defeat I have ever seen. The cheapest one I've seen in years. You know, since Burnley in early stages of last year. Right. Honestly, I was absolutely... The fact that we lost that game alone was just shocking.
Yeah. Very frustrating. Like, and that's what made us not win the title. Like, if we won that game, in my opinion, we could have had Man City run with their money, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, again, we lost some. We drew a lot of games. You think of the West Brom game, I was frustrated after that. You know, we drew 1-1 with them. We dropped points against all the bottom three.
Yeah, we're not bad, but we're just very. We don't know how we perform in very big games like the Manchester Derby, Liverpool versus United.
No, we do not perform against Liverpool. In each of the last three seasons, right? Liverpool have beaten us once, and then the other game's often been a draw. Has always been a draw. You know, we haven't beaten Liverpool since Mourinho. Well,
we beat them in the cup last year.
Yeah, but that's like what one win in the last seven against them is poor.
Yeah,
you know, after West Ham, I think. Sorry, after Everton, we've got Leicester, Liverpool, Leicester away, Liverpool home, Tottenham away, Man City at home, in a row.
Jesus, hopefully we get a lot of points out of that.
No, Leicester, we have to get revenge on Leicester and Liverpool. And win at Tottenham again. We have to beat Man City again.
I don't know if you know this, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the only manager other than, I think, Jurgen Klopp or
someone.
Do you ever beat Pep Guardiola in a double?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Pep has... Let me look. Jurgen Klopp. Let me have a look. I'm just having a look at his meetings with Jurgen Klopp. Pep Guardiola's. No. Sorry, just having a look. Pep has never done a double.
Did he not against Jurgen?
No, not against Jurgen Klopp, no.
Jesus.
I think the only time they did a double was in that Champions League quarter-final.
Oh, shit, yeah, it's true. Well, in a league, I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the only manager.
No, not only him, Nuno.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about Nuno at Wolves.
I remember when Wolves used to be like contenders for the title at one point.
Well, no, not the title, the top four.
Top four, yeah, not.
It was only two, like in two of the last three seasons. I know last year the Wolves dropped off, but quite significantly, but you know, injury problems.
Yeah. I feel like if they didn't have injuries, they would have quite comfortably made top six.
Yeah. But it's a head injury, isn't it? But if I look at the Wolves side, you know, I support the club. I look back to when they were relegated in 2012. I remember that moment, right? And against Man City, you know, who they're fighting against us for the title, of course. And obviously, we don't talk about that Aguero thing. But, I mean, Wolves are relegated with, like, what, 4 or 5 games to go. And following that relegation to the Championship, the following season, 2012-13, you know, before the same year Peterborough United were relegated, you know, before they came back this year,
yeah.
Wolves were relegated to League One.
Jesus.
And then after that, you know, Wolves after that, obviously, they came straight back in 2014, won the League One title, came back to the Championship, finished 7th, I think, in their first season back. Missed out on the playoffs narrowly, on goal difference. But then 15, 16, 16, 17, they were in the middle. But then, these Chinese people took over our club at Wolves and transformed it. And they brought Nuno in. And Wolves won the championship title for the second time. Obviously. Yeah, and then... Wolves have become a force. They've become a bit more of a force now. They're better than what they used to be.
Yeah, a lot better. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was very, what's it called? I think it was their first season back, they came 7th, if I'm not mistaken.
The first two.
They came 7th twice, and then the third one they came 10th, I think.
13th.
Yeah. So they dropped off a bit.
Yeah, but to be fair, you know, I think that club's going to be in the Premier League for a long time. You know, at first, Wolves wasn't a club that really had the budget. They didn't have a budget. And sometimes people felt they couldn't compete within the Premier League.
Wolves are... who was it? Adama Traoré, yeah. He's one of my favourite Wolves players.
Oh, he's my favourite one. Him and Raul Jimenez and Ruben Neves.
Oh, Ruben Neves is a leader. I cannot lie.
If we bought him, it would have been good.
Oh, what, was he just on loan?
Yeah.
I thought he was there permanently, I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, he's there permanently.
Oh.
He's been at the club since they were promoted.
He's a very good midfielder, very talented.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you think's going to get relegated this season?
Arsenal. So, I wish. Nah, it won't be Arsenal. My Norwich will go back down. And joining them, Burnley. Burnley, because, I mean, if you think of last year, Burnley got off to the worst possible start. They didn't win any of their first, like, 8 games. So maybe I'm thinking Burnley, Norwich, and... Oh, man. Oh, I'm thinking Watford. But if not Watford, I think Norwich, Burnley, and... and Watford. Or no, if not Watford, Newcastle.
Why Newcastle?
Yeah, but you think Newcastle aren't that good. I mean, Newcastle did well to beat the drop, you know, one defeat in their final nine games was brilliant. You know, obviously the defeat coming against Man City, but I mean, Newcastle, I think that they could have that disastrous run of form again.
I reckon, personally, in my opinion, I think, so bottom, I reckon it'll be Norwich, sadly.
Yeah.
I reckon, if Arsenal keep how they're going at the minute, Arsenal. But if, obviously, I think they'll just probably not even make top 10. So I reckon, probably Brentford, you know?
Nah, Brentford have done well so far. I mean, they've only conceded one goal. I mean, Sergi Canos has been brilliant for us. I mean, let's be honest, I think Brentford, you think of Wolves versus Brentford will be on the 18th of September, right? You've got to go, you have to go back to 2014. That game was for so long a league championship clash. And at one stage, it was just 7 years ago, it was a League One game. And 7 years later, Wolves got back into the Premier League. And Brentford eventually got up there. Now, I've seen that Brentford team over the years, and it's just evolved to become a real force in the EFL. But now I think the time that they're in the Premier League now, they've come at the right time. They're ready. They're more ready for it.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I feel, personally, in my opinion, did you know this? I don't know if you knew this, but you know Millwall?
Yeah.
You know they've never been in the Premier League?
No, they haven't, no.
I was very shocked when I heard that.
Nah, Millwall haven't been in the Premier League. They've been 50 Premier League clubs, but Millwall have never been in.
That's very shocking to me because I feel like Millwall, they're just a championship club, I guess. Like, there's not a lot you could say about them, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Millwall, I just, normally, you know, Gary Rowett, the manager, I've always known him as a mid-table sort of side trying to challenge for top six in the championship and normally the playoffs. You know, I've seen him at Burton Albion, Birmingham Derby, you know, Stoke didn't go down well with Stoke, obviously, but, you know, he's sort of that mid-table manager. He's sort of your average manager in the championship. But now Millwall have never been in the Premier League.
That's very surprising. And well,
Bristol City.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bristol City, they never change. You know, they're not, sometimes they look like they're heading towards the top six. But then they have this poor run of form, you know. They're currently experiencing 12 home games without winning. So, I mean, to be fair, Bristol City should really start challenging for top six.
Get a playoff final spot at least.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to get promoted from their championship then?
West Brom and Fulham all come straight back. Well, I'm not sure about the third one, but well, I don't think that Sheffield United will stay another year. I think, yeah.
I forgot to say this too. I think it's going to get relegated, but I think Brighton.
I think Brighton. Yeah, but we have to look. You've got a point there, because look at the amount of games they drew last year.
And how many games they didn't win.
Yeah, but I mean, Brighton. 50-50, I'm saying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Alright, anyway, mate. I think I've got to go. I'm going to go Birdwatch on Netflix. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I hope I'll be back on again very soon.
No worries.
Alright, see you later, my friend.
And let me just say, that is it for the podcast. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.